Hi, this is Dave Kale, and we're talking in this podcast again about biblical businesses. And I just want to highlight one of the things that God uses biblical businesses to accomplish. And that is, God uses biblical businesses to develop faith. Let's take a look at Abraham again as an example of this. You know, we know that Abraham is the legendary example of faith. When we think of faith, the greatest of faith, we often think of Abraham, and we know the story of Abraham and the depth of faith that he developed over his lifetime. You know, in the bigger Bible story, God chose Abraham to be the father of his nation because of his great faith. The depth of that faith is revealed in one of the most famous stories in the Bible. And here's the story. Abraham and his wife Sarah were childless. Now, Sarah grew beyond childbearing age and had given up on having children. But God had made a promise to Abraham to make him a father of a great nation. So God miraculously intervened, and Sarah, in her old age, became pregnant with Isaac. Now the child was born and was destined to inherit both his father's business as well as the promise from God to be an ancestor of a great nation. So as an only child of the couple, the bloodline would necessarily proceed through Isaac, and the promise that was made to his father was then extended to and through Isaac. Now, in a test of Abraham's faith, God commands Abraham to sacrifice Isaac in the same way he would sacrifice an animal. And Abraham, in his old age, remember, he's a very old man at this point, Abraham obeys and places his only son on that altar, takes out his knife, and prepares to sacrifice his son. Now God intervenes and stops Abraham, and Isaac lives and goes on to be another pivotal person in the biblical narrative. Abraham has passed the test and proven his faith and his obedience. Now the biggest lesson to add to our understanding of biblical business has to do with the intertwining of Abraham's business with the development of his faith. Now clearly, he had an enormous depth of faith that expressed itself in his obedience to God's command to sacrifice Isaac. I mean, what a thing to ask, and how much faith it took for Abraham to do that. But here's a question. How did he come to that level of faith? Now, it's interesting that God did not ask him to do that until he was a very old man and had developed this huge faith over his lifetime. How did he develop that faith? Now, faith in most people grows over time. We generally begin a relationship with God with a small degree of faith, as large or as small as a mustard seed. And over time, we add to our level of faith. Faith grows. Now, it's interesting to note that God did not put Abraham to this incredibly difficult test of faith until he was an elderly man and had developed this powerful faith. How did he develop that faith? What was there in his life that caused him to create this legendary amount of faith? You know, often people develop faith as they live through the successes and the calamities of raising children. Now, as a father, an adoptive father, a foster father, and a grandfather, I can attest to that. I mean, raising a family builds your faith. But Abraham did not have a family until he was his latest years, after his faith was well established. Nor did he have access to any of the things, the accoutrements of modern day religion, and you know, the things that we expect to be the mechanism to instill and develop faith. In other words, there were no churches, there was no scripture, there were no pastors, there were no church services, there was no small groups, there was none of that. None of it. So how, in the absence of that, in the absence of a family, how did Abraham develop that legendary faith? Now, could it be that in the venue in which he encountered God and grew to depend on him and obey him was the same venue which God used when he showed himself to Adam? God set the precedent in the first few chapters of Genesis that it would be in work and business that God would interact with mankind. Understanding that, would it not be reasonable to expect that Abraham encountered God in the context of his business? Was it in Abraham's work, expressed in the more sophisticated version of his business, that Abraham encountered God, grew to know him, and come to the level of faith and obedience that is legendary? And my assumption, my theory is absolutely, it was through Abraham's business that he grew a huge, legendary faith, interacted with God. You know, and I know, if you're an independent business person, you're trying to build a business, you know that you could, if you wanted to, you could spend 24 hours a day in that business. That it's incredibly time-consuming. Now, understand, Abraham had no family. He had no children until he was very, very old. So what do you suppose Abraham was doing from dawn to dusk every day? What was the thing that he devoted his time and effort to? Remember, he built a business of thousands. It was his business. And it doesn't take much imagination to just see that whole scenario. You know, and I know, you could work all day. He probably did, because he had no other demands on his time. So he probably invested over and over time and effort and emotional energy in the countless thousands of conflicts and decisions, the issues he had to decide, the deals he had to negotiate, the people that he had to deal with. In all of this, Abraham encountered God because God said that's where he would spend time with us. God said in Genesis he would interact with us in our work, and it was in the work of building the business that God developed Abraham's faith. One of the things that God uses biblical businesses for is to develop faith in the folks who own and run those businesses. That's it. Bye-bye.